Smart One to Crash the Moon, presented by Science at NASA. August 30th, 2006. Amateur astronomers, grab your telescopes. A spaceship is about to crash into the moon, and you may be able to see the impact. The spaceship, Smart One, a lunar orbiter belonging to the European Space Agency. The impact site, Lacus Excellentiae, the Lake of Excellence, an ancient 100-mile-wide crater in the moon's southern hemisphere. The time to watch, Saturday, September 2nd at 10:41 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's September 3rd at 05:41 Universal Time. Why is Smart One crashing? There's nothing wrong with the spacecraft, which is wrapping up a successful 3-year mission to the moon. Smart One's main job was to test a European-built ion engine. It worked beautifully, propelling the craft in 2003 on a unique spiral path from Earth to the moon. From lunar orbit, Smart One took thousands of high-resolution pictures and made mineral maps of the moon's terrain. One of its most important discoveries was a peak of eternal light, a mountaintop near the moon's north pole, in constant year-round sunlight. Peaks of eternal light are prime real estate for solar-powered moon bases. But now Smart One is running low on fuel. It has to come down sometime, and soon. So ESA mission scientists decided to crash it in a place where the crash can be seen from Earth and studied. When Smart One hits the ground, it will explode in a flash of light. This won't be the sort of explosion we'd see on Earth. The moon has no oxygen to support fire or combustion. Instead, the flash will be caused by rocks and soil made so hot by the impact that they suddenly glow. The area will be in complete darkness at the moment of impact, so much the better to see the flash. How bright will it be? No one knows. Estimates range from 7th to 15th magnitude. In other words, it might be bright enough for backyard telescopes, or so dim that even big professional observatories won't see a thing. The only way to find out is to look. Observing tips may be found here and here. We'll be watching, says Bill Cook, the head of NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Measuring the brightness of Smart One's impact is important to our research. His group at the Marshall Space Flight Center has spent the last year watching things hit the moon. Not spacecraft, but meteoroids. The moon is under constant bombardment from meteoroids, says Cook. They hit the ground and explode, just like Smart One will do. The moon actually sparkles, slowly and faintly, as one space rock after another hits the ground. Cook's group has a knack for this kind of work. Using only two small telescopes, they've spotted 8 meteoroid impacts this year, almost doubling the number of confirmed sightings in all of the history of astronomy before 2006. Cook attributes their success to improvements in digital video cameras, which they use to record the brief flashes. NASA is very interested in lunar impacts. Astronauts are going back to the moon, and we need to know what kind of danger meteoroids pose to both people and moon bases, explains Cook. How often do they hit, and what kind of damage do they do? Think of Smart One as a controlled, man-made meteoroid impact, he says. We know exactly how much kinetic energy Smart One packs, and if all goes well, we're going to see how bright a flash it makes. This will help us interpret our meteoroid data. When Smart One hits, it won't plunge straight into the ground. The spacecraft will enter the Lake of Excellence at a shallow angle, only a few degrees from horizontal, notes Cook. For this reason, it will gouge a long, narrow crater, about a meter wide and many meters long. The grazing impact should kick up a plume of debris. No one knows how high. If it rises high enough, the plume might catch some sunlight and become visible to telescopes on Earth. The chances of this, however, are slim. The main event is the flash of heat and light at the point of impact. Another side effect of the shallow approach is uncertainty about when exactly Smart One will strike. The spacecraft is due to glide low over the floor of the Lake of Excellence several times on September 3rd. Mission controllers believe it will hit on orbit number 2890 at 05:41 Universal Time. But it could equally well hit one orbit earlier or one orbit later. Possibilities are summarized in the table above. The nominal impact time favors observers in western parts of North America and across the Pacific Ocean. Depending on when Smart One hits, however, almost anyone could catch the flash. Visit the Smart One homepage for updates and more information. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.